use that tonight. Amen. Let's open up our Bibles. The book of Jude. It's good to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
It's good to be a Christian.
Amen.
We live in a sad world these days. A student asked me, maybe it's today, actually. I'm trying to remember now. It seems like time is flying by anymore, don't it? Can't remember what days, what, when it's happening, where. Well, I'm just getting prepped up for eternity, I think, is what it is.
Sure.
Getting used to not worrying about time, right? A student asked me about getting right with God, and I said, well, you got to be born again. He said, how do I get born again? And just the thought of, I always ask these kind of things, you know, how long you been in church? Well, my whole life. Well, my goodness, they didn't get to step one. Jesus said, you must be born again. What are we talking about other things for? You know, I discussing with a Mormon one time. He's in high school, and he turned to some scripture to show me why the Book of Mormon's inspired or something. And if you just keep reading scripture, the Bible itself tells you what it meant. It doesn't have anything to do with the new book. It has to do with Judah. And some of y'all might know that scripture. But the point was that I just looked down for a minute and said, forget all that for a minute. Let me ask you something. He was sitting at my desk. He was standing there. And I said, how do you get saved? I don't know. I think we can leave this all aside. Let's take care of that first. Too many times, I'm sorry, church, but I think it's crept into the message the same kind of stuff. Well, what am I supposed to do? Well, pastor says we kick TV out and we wear dresses and we let her. That's all fine and dandy, but you need something a little greater than that.
Yeah.
You need an experience.
Amen.
Not just something that you make up, but something that happens to your soul when you're not the same anymore. Something from on high is changing. Amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Dude, go check the calendar if you get a chance. I've spoken with some of the ministers that are coming, but I don't have it all confirmed, but I figure I just put it on there and we'll go from there. I've got some obligations coming up, so I'm using my resources. I understand mine. I'm a human like everyone else here. I got limitations. So, Lord willing, we'll have a few more ministers this month than we have here in a while. I don't know. Y'all must be getting tired of hearing me by now. See, you're supposed to do that, right? That's right. Make me feel good. No, but I believe in the fivefold. I'm not a one-fold preacher. I'm not a two-fold, three, four. I believe all five.
Amen.
That's right. Jude, you don't mean to keep standing there. Let's just go to 17 and let's read from there. But beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lust. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, not having not the Spirit. But ye, beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a difference. And others say with fire, pulling them out of the fire, or with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. And unto him that is able to keep you from falling, aren't you happy?
Amen.
And to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Now, I don't know if I can preach all this in one, so I just want to focus in on a thought here on the power of compassion. Real simple, I think, but, you know, God's hidden in simplicity. That's right. So, the power of compassion. Let's bow our heads together tonight. We all reverence His presence that I trust you know is here as well. If you have a need you'd like to lift up to the Lord, say, Father, you know my heart. Lift my hands believing that you'll give me my heart's desire. God bless each one. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you once again, Lord, for assembling us here tonight, for giving us a desire in our soul to be in your presence, Lord. Where before, maybe not too long ago, we would have done something else tonight, Lord, and been living in sin and dying and not even knowing it. But Lord, in your grace, you reached down. You took our lives. You showed us the truth, Lord, and you gave us power to walk in it. I pray that tonight, Lord, the word would come one more time, that it would just eradicate any doubt that the devil's crept into our lives. Lord, that we would walk a better Christian than before we got here, Lord. And if there's anyone here with any doubt or any complex or anything of the devil, may the word come and destroy that thing. And may each one that's bound go free, each one that's sick go healed. And may your word give us revelation to change us, Lord. Not just something in our head, but something that gets into our soul and it molds us, Lord. And we grow a little closer into your image all the time. Grant it tonight, Lord, we dedicate this service. You said if two or three of us would gather together, you'd be here, Lord. And we believe that tonight. Speak through my lips, Lord, but hear through all of our hearts, Lord. And may we receive your word without any disruption. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. The power of compassion. I don't want to go too far into going off the edge. I believe in the middle of the road. A lot of people ain't too popular with that. They got their things that they're gung-ho about, and they want you to go all the way with them. Well, I only stay on the Word. I go as far as the Word will let me. I believe we're saved by grace, absolutely, but not by enough grace I can go and cuss and smoke and drink and act like I'm still a Christian. No, sir, there's something supposed to change on the inside. There's supposed to be a reality here. And we look so many times, I've learned that compassion is something that is very hard for people to express because it's not a human emotion. You can't do it. Your flesh don't want nothing to do with compassion. Your flesh loves judgment as long as you ain't getting judged. I've learned that everyone's really, they want hard preaching. Everybody loves hard preaching as long as they ain't on something they're doing. Or ain't something they battle with. Then they love hard preaching. So they go and say, praise God, I'm more spiritual than brother so-and-so that dealt with what was preached on today. I call that good old pitchfork religion, isn't it? Well, that was good, Lord, but that ain't for me. That's for brother so-and-so over there. And repenting, I did that years ago. That's for compassion now. I'm talking real deep compassion that comes from the love of God, that comes from the God that looked at you and I when we are wretched, miserable sinners. Some of us knew better. Some of us knew the truth and we were walking in darkness by our own choice, and the same God looked at us and had compassion. And too many times it's too hard for us to think of the sinner that way anymore. Yeah. We get so saved, we get so spiritual, we ain't spiritual no more. Yeah. If you ever forget your roots, you'll never press on into the kingdom, because the only way to help someone is to go where they are and pull them out of it. Amen. Too many times we draw a line in the sand. Well, they don't believe this like I do. And instead of drawing a line, Brother Branham said, we need to reach our hand across it.
Yes.
And pull it. Because, look, if it's the Word, we want to be on the Word. We don't want to get off the Word. You don't leave the Word. I didn't say cross the line and go in the sand. Reach your hand across. Say, come over here to the light.
Amen.
You better know where you stand. That's the main thing. If you're standing on what you feel, what you think, oh, I believe this, I think that, you need to get that out of your vocabulary if you're a Christian. It needs to be the Word says.
Amen.
God said.
Yes.
God's prophet said.
Right.
Amen.
Then you'll go straight. Yes. Then you'll stay in the middle of the road. You won't get off on tangents. Because look, we need to recognize we got to expect some things in Laodicea. In the darkness of all ages, it's not going to be all hunky-dory.
Oh.
And we talked about that as far as the battles that Satan will bring against us is really on three folds. It comes from the outside world, it comes from within the church itself, and then it'll come between you and you.
Right.
And he will attack in any way of those forms. Isn't that right?
Yes.
You have to expect that or you won't know how to handle it.
Right.
If you don't think it's ever going to happen to you, I'm telling you, it's coming.
Right.
Or it's already going on and you don't know it.
Yeah.
But I say, God, get me so far into the love of God, so far into the compassion of God, that I don't worry about that. I don't care about myself, but that I can give my life that might help someone else.
Yes.
How? Why? Because I've got eternal life and my soul and eternal life's desire is to help someone else.
Amen.
Not just sucking, we got, leech religion anymore. Well, whatever I can get out of it for me. Sometimes that's why people go to certain churches, because of how they feel.
Amen.
Or who they're associated with. Or I see my friends there. That all needs to go by the wayside. It's God sent me here. I'm here to do what He wants me to do. I'm here to support the work of God. I'm here to be a part of the body.
Right.
And if Christ is doing something, I want to be involved because I'm supposed to be. Because I'm part of the body.
Right.
You don't go, you never share with a basketball player where they awarded everything but his hand because his hand lost. His body won, but not his hand.
Right.
You hear me now? Or he lost. You know, it's only his hand's fault because he shot it. No, it's either the whole body or nothing.
Right. Yep.
And that's where we're at as the bride of Christ, isn't it? If we're gonna succeed, we've got to learn what to expect in this age, to know where the devil's going to strike. And when he does, instead of listening to him, right, cast him out, yes, and grow closer together. Yes. How? By compassion.
Amen.
When you don't think you got troubles, I'm telling you, they're coming.
Yep, that's right.
When all you see is everybody else's troubles and you don't understand why they can't overcome, I'm telling you right now, you probably ain't overcoming. You're just delusional. Because
right,
a man that's really on the battlefield's got scars. A man that's out there fighting knows what it's like to pick a sword. He knows what it's like to take a hit. And when he sees his brother taking a hit, he don't sit there and say, "My, I would have done it better than him." He says, "I know what that feels like.
Man.
And that hurts."
Yep. Yeah.
Right. And instead of trying to beat the man up and make him worse off, you do something to help him.
Yeah. Sure.
Compassion is what I'm talking about. The power of compassion. And as we read here in the scriptures, "But beloved, remember the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they were told you that there would be mockers in the last time, you should walk after their own ungodly lust." Why are we surprised?
Amen.
They're here.
Yeah.
They've been here.
Yeah.
It's just manifesting time.
Right.
"They be they who separate themselves." Why? They've lost compassion. When you lose compassion, you don't have the power to become one with anyone else, because you'll only be one with yourself.
Right.
And you're really a schizo, don't worry. You'll disagree with yourself all the time too. The only way to become one in the body of Christ is for us to have compassion one for the other. For us to care about one for the other. One, to love someone in the love of God. Not in some human emotion that comes and goes that I only express when it's expressed to me first. Woo!
Amen.
Right.
That's where the rubber meets the road. I'm not here to pat people on the back. I'm here to patch into the kingdom.
Yes.
And if you've got the Holy Ghost, look what it says here. "They be they who separate themselves." Let me hit this real quick. Sensual. Carnal. Base things on feelings.
Right.
You want to know why they have to base things on feelings? Because without the Spirit, you're blind. And there's only one way to lead myself right now. That's to use my feelings.
Right.
I can't use my sight. I don't have any. I have to use something else. A blind man's always led by his feelings. And it's the same in the Spirit. If they don't have the Holy Ghost, they will be led by feelings.
Amen.
And impressions. But look, that's not the way it is with the church of God. You've been given sight. You've been given eyesight. You've been given the Holy Ghost that takes away the carnal mind.
Yes.
It takes away the carnal eyes. You don't see like man sees.
Right.
You begin to see like God sees.
Yes.
And what you see when you look at a sinner on the street is not, "Oh my, praise God, he's getting judged." It's, there's a soul behind that, those eyes.
Amen.
There's a soul that wants to live. There's a soul that wants to serve God, but is caged up by the devil.
Yes.
Amen.
How in the world would you ever help him unless you had compassion on him?
Right.
How many of us might have thought, you know, as a little boy, I remember you run around with the wrong group and stuff, be out, they want to smoke cigarettes, whatever, and you do it just to be cool. You didn't like it or nothing, but, you know, it was a cool thing to do. How many of you would have saw this little fifth grader out there smoking cigarettes with some other guys, thought, poor serpent seed out there? Got real quiet real fast. Well, that's where the rubber meets the road.
Yeah.
You quit calling serpent seed, you don't know.
Right.
You don't know.
Right.
Say, "Well, they did this, they did that, and so did you, and so did I."
Right. Right.
Now, it's one thing if a person be called a brother, and I hope that's okay. That's a different standard.
Amen.
You might not like that, but the Bible says if a man be called a brother and is stealing and committing adultery and stuff and all that, he said, "Look, you don't need to partake of that. That needs to be rebuked right from the pulpit."
Right.
Absolutely. But it needs to be done in compassion.
Right. Yes.
You're not trying to destroy that man. You're trying to help him because the sin that he's doing will destroy him.
Right.
And if you don't do something to try to help him to realize that he's doing wrong, and you just say, "It's all right, brother," like all the denominations are doing right now, "It's okay, ain't no big deal," you're leading them right down a cataract, isn't it?
Right.
Right off the waterfall. They'll die.
Amen.
That's not real compassion. Real compassion is not compromise. Real compassion is seeing the situation in God's eyes.
Amen.
Is seeing that Satan is on a rampage. How many knows that?
Yes.
Oh, we'll say amen to that. But look, let's quit going on that side too much. How many knows that God is more than able to defeat this rampage? And he is day in and day out.
Amen.
My, we think the devil, oh, he did this, he did that. That's all fine, but he ain't never beat the Lord yet.
Right.
Not one time. Even when it looked like he finally killed him and whipped him, he actually was doing the worst thing he ever did. He took his whole kingdom and sold it over to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's right.
Right.
Said, now look here. He says, they be they who separate themselves. So please, child of God, don't ever get that attitude. What begins to happen, you begin to pull away and think, well, ain't nobody living on where I do. Ain't nobody got revelation like I do, and it definitely ain't the pastor. He don't got nothing. I say that because I'm the pastor. I've just seen that mentality too many times, where all they got to talk about is how everything that was said was wrong.
Right.
And then you say, well, show me where Brother Bram said. Well, dude, I feel, I think, I... Yeah, exactly. Shut your mouth.
Sure, amen.
Bible says when those Jews came and started talking about the law, he says those mouths must be stopped.
Yeah.
And you have a full right as a Christian. You see some brothers start spouting off stuff. You better stop that thing by the word before it spreads.
Right.
If you're in the now look, we can't go around policing everything, but if you're around there and you hear a bunch of unbelief come and say, brother, look, that ain't the word now. You have actually, you're obligated to say the truth.
Amen.
Right. Absolutely. For you to not do it is just like, I believe it's Ezekiel. He said, you're a watchman, and if you don't warn the sinner and he dies, I hold it to your account.
That's right.
And that goes from the same from the pulpit down to the janitor. If we're a Christian, we're here to stand for truth.
Amen.
I'm not talking compromise when I talk compassion. Neither did the Bible. You'll never see Jesus leave to the word to try to have compassion on someone. Nope. That's not compassion. That's not love. That's the devil's lie. That's the same as any old lust or anything else he's ever come up with. He makes you feel like it's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
But if it's not founded in the word of God, it's the devil.
Amen.
Yeah. I'll give you a good example, sisters. My, they'll come and tell you that long hair really helped somebody with cancer, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
We can make 2 or 3 wigs out of your hair.
Sure.
But they left the word. I got a better idea. How about you bring them to our church? We'll pray for them. They'll get their own hair.
Amen.
I believe that because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I've got a compassion on my heart for that person. That if God loves me, He loves them.
Amen.
And He wants every woman wants to look beautiful. That's right. He'd give them a full head of hair.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. How many believes that?
Amen.
Amen. Come on, give me one more good one.
Amen.
Amen. Doesn't that just feel good?
Yeah.
So we know where we live at. We know that there's people that's not, they're going to separate themselves. They're going to be led by feelings because they don't have the Spirit. Now, what's our attitude to that? This is where we're getting somewhere now. What's our attitude? Too many times, it's just to tell everyone how bad they are. Why didn't they listen to me? And if they only would have done this. Look, there's nothing you can do to help that person thinking like that. The only thing you can do is say, God, have mercy.
Amen.
Bring my brother. Show them the truth. Yeah. Now look, if you get an opportunity, absolutely say the word. But too many times we get the wrong motive.
Right.
It's not compassion anymore. It's, I'm here to show them I got it. I'm the right one. With that attitude, you ain't going to get nowhere. The only one that's right is God. And the only reason you even can be right is if you just say what He did.
Amen.
That takes all the pride right out of it, don't it? Because I didn't say these things. I didn't give these promises. The great Heavenly Father did. But I'm here to proclaim to the world that it's given anyone who will receive it.
Amen.
That's real compassion. You say, well, brother, that seems really hard. Especially when brother so-and-so, you know, pretty much spits in your face. And you know what he said when you weren't looking. And we're going to go down that trail for a little while. If you think that way, you're miserable.
Amen.
Ain't getting nowhere with that. You've got one boss. It ain't Brother Andrew either. It's Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's the real message of the hour, is the individual's got to find their position in Christ and fellowship with Him.
Right.
Until then, it doesn't matter. I can pull on people's emotions. I can pull on their intellect and get us all to go down this certain way and all look the same. That won't mean a lick to God unless you're a part of Him.
Amen.
Unless you're a part of Him and you've got the same love. You can't love God right without God's love in you.
Amen.
That's right. You say, brother, can I live this life? Well, let me ask you one question. Have you received the Holy Ghost?
Amen.
Got a few amens. I think we got to get a little bit more bold about that. Because if you have, you should never be afraid of the devil. You should never look at God's quota as unreachable. You are it.
Amen.
You already are. How? It was given to you, which because the Holy Ghost is God. It's who He is. It's His presence. It's His character. And that was put in you. It energizes the seed and it produces itself.
Amen.
So how can I have compassion? Just forget about your flesh. Forget about your feelings. Forget about separating yourself. Don't be afraid.
Amen.
Because it's a scary thing to open up your heart. It might get hurt. Well, the flesh might, but the soul, look, you can't touch it. It's sealed in.
Amen.
If you'll just yield to it, it's joy unspeakable and full of glory.
Exactly.
That's right. How often? All the time. What? In the middle? Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. That's exactly right. Because you're not living in Laodicea, church.
Amen.
If you receive the Holy Ghost, we've received a transplant. Amen. We don't live down here. We live in heavenly places.
Amen.
In Christ Jesus.
Amen.
The greatest testimony I think you can give God is right in the middle of the worst thing you've ever gone through in your life. You still got a smile.
Amen.
You still got a joy. You're still raising your hands. Too many times, that's the first thing we put down.
Yeah.
Oh, I got a headache today. Oh, I just can't praise today. It's the worst decision you ever made.
Yeah.
Do it anyways. I don't feel better. Don't worry about that. Let God just take you. I'm not trying to be a spiritualist, but there's a way. I've done it. Where you can pretty much leave your flesh. Whatever it's feeling, it don't matter no more. If you'll just yield to the Spirit of God, you'll just have a whole different... You don't even think like that. Don't feel that no more. You are a different being.
Amen.
Because that's really who you are.
Right.
When I go to heaven, I ain't got a body that has headaches.
Right.
When I go to heaven, I ain't got a body that has temptation and trials. I got a real body.
Yeah.
And I've got the down payment now.
Amen.
And it can live just the same right now as it will live in glory. We're not looking for some big thing to happen. If you are, you're missing it because it's happening all around you.
Yes.
Right in the law is when the storm's going to roll because we're sitting in the shortest amount of time. Right in the middle of the hurricane.
Yes.
Isn't that right? It's still God's storm. It's still, we know, we talked about judgment, what's coming and things, but we're still under grace.
Yes.
At least tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
How do I know that? Because the door ain't shut yet.
Right.
But ye, beloved, are you beloved tonight?
Amen.
If not, look, I've tried to tell you this before. The epistles are only written to believers. Those that have been born again. Those that got something to pull from.
Right.
Amen. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves? Well, I thought this was God's doing. It is. Where is He doing it?
In you.
How can He do it in you? Only as you let Him.
Right.
So you are responsible.
Yes.
Oh, we don't like that word.
Yes.
No. We'll just pin it on God or pin it on the devil or pin it on brother so-and-so. No. In the end of the day, guess whose fault it is?
Uh-huh.
Number one.
Yeah.
You're saying, I can't love that person? Well, here I checked that you're supposed to do this by yourself. So I guess you can. Why? Because God don't lie. If He says we can build ourselves up, we can build ourselves up because He's given us power to do so.
Amen.
Beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith. See, you got to have this already.
Amen.
I'm not trying to get you faith. If you ain't got faith yet, you're not born again. Because without faith, it's totally impossible to please God.
Yes, sir.
But if you've received faith, you can build upon that. We can go on a statue of perfect man. Maybe the Lord will do that. I don't know. But this is what He's talking about. We've received the faith. We've received this. That's what we're talking about. The Holy Ghost, the faith, the message. It's all the same thing.
Amen.
When you receive it, because you're not receiving a thing necessarily, you're receiving a person.
Amen.
And when that person comes into you, He acts the same as He always
Amen.
Did. So He will build Himself a tabernacle to live in.
Amen.
What? A house of His own character.
Yeah.
A house of His own power.
Yeah.
A house of His own life.
Oh, yes.
That's right. Building yourselves up, or building up yourselves on your most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost.
Uh-huh.
I think we try to skip step two sometimes. How come I can't seem to do this? How come I don't see no growth? How come I'm not? Are you even praying in the first place? Step one.
Uh-huh.
Second, are you just praying in religion? Are you just praying in a ritual? Are you in the Holy Ghost?
Amen.
That's when things take over. That's when the Holy Ghost has its way. When we quit trying to do it
right.
and just die and depend on Christ.
Yes.
How do you show you're dependent on Him? Instead of going and I'm going to talk to this person, I'm going to get this done, I'm going to do this, you get on your knees and say, Father, do it.
Amen.
Show me, give me revelation so I can say the right thing, do the right thing.
Amen.
Don't trust yourself at all.
Right.
Trust Him.
Yes.
Too many people trying to build themselves into Christians, and you can't do it like that.
You know? Right.
How? By praying in the Holy Ghost. I think it's time for us to get that altar established again.
Yes,
I think too many of us are like Israel when they had a bad king and the altars all tore down, walls broken in, just like Josiah went around. How many knows, went and looked at the house of God and said, what in the world is wrong over here?
Uh-huh.
What are you bunch of priests doing? I wonder if God's saying the same thing about our message.
Right.
What you bunch of priests doing? Maybe it's the minister's fault, but hey, the rest of them got to get in there and help too. How's the ministers going to do it? What was the first thing? They needed tithes.
Yeah.
Quit paying tithes. So this is it wasn't just a one person fault. This went from top to bottom.
Right.
Amen.
That's right. And I think too many times God looks at our nice houses. He looks at how we made ourselves feel good and we're comfortable in life and all those things. He says, well, where's my habitation?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, you mean you might have to inconvenience yourself a little bit to let God do what He wants to? Actually, you'll do it a lot. Your flesh will not want to do what the Spirit wants. It cannot. The Bible says it doesn't.
Right.
So when it goes and it starts pleasing what our natural flesh says, we're probably going the wrong way.
Exactly.
Right.
Brother, you know when it's 6 o'clock in the morning, instead of getting up, you say, you know what, I'll just hit things a few more times. I don't need to pray before work today.
Right.
And you wonder why you got a terrible day. Wonder why I don't go the way. God help us.
Amen. Amen.
Sister, you may be the same. You think, well, I'm tired, I'm just going to sleep in. And I think the Bible told us not to love sleep.
Amen.
It does. How many knows that?
It does.
It absolutely does. He said, except you come to poverty, and I think too many of us just getting lazy and coming to spiritual poverty.
Yeah.
Where's God's mighty signs? Well, what are you even doing to see it?
Sure.
Yeah.
You know how many miracles happen all around us and we miss them all the time? Because we're not in the Spirit, we're in the flesh.
Right.
You say, is that possible? Jesus, how many people saw Jesus closer than I'm to Brother John right now and never had a clue who He was?
Amen.
Right.
And only a few of them even saw it. And all of them backslid until they got the Spirit. That's right.
Amen.
Then they were willing to give their lives up. God will pour it out again. That I don't worry about being tired. I don't worry about being stressed. It's all gone. I'm a Christian.
Right.
I'm getting built up into the most holy faith. I'm going to pray in the Holy Ghost. I'm going to do what the Bible told me to.
Amen.
Because I've got power to do so.
Yes, sir. Amen.
See, that's, I'm not trying to get away from that. You'll never do it in yourself. You'll never get there. But if you have the Holy Ghost, you're more than able to do this.
Amen.
Actually, not just that, you're predestinated.
Yes, sir.
You're ordained.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I told you a little simple, but I think it might be hitting home a little bit more than I expected. I didn't mean to go into your rooms and your houses because it ain't me doing it, is it? How many's got faith for that
tonight? Amen.
If you notice, I ain't turned the page yet. Keep yourselves in the love of God. Oh, whose responsibility is this again? Right back on our door, isn't it?
Yes.
And we will be so spiritual about things. And we'll do everything but pray about it.
Yeah.
Sure.
We'll think so hard about something, but the last thing we'll do is see what the Bible says about it.
Yes.
Or what Brother Branham says. And then when we realize that what we felt was completely contrary, instead of just throwing it in the trash where it belongs, we'll try to mix it all up together, and you get this nice, hot, not nice, terrible, hybrid product, and it doesn't produce squat.
Right.
And then we'll go, and most people say, well, I guess the message don't work. I tried to do this. I tried. Look, if you ain't doing it 100%, you ain't doing it.
That's right.
It's either all or nothing. It's either sold out, I'm going to do what the Word said, or don't expect the results.
Amen.
How in the world are we going to be like Christ? It says it right here. Beloved, building yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God.
Amen.
Brother Branham specifically answered this question. How can I get deeper in the love of God? Read your Bible and pray.
Amen.
Every day.
Yes.
I don't think you meant do it just out of ritual. You do it in the Spirit like the Bible said.
Amen.
If you don't read the Bible in the Spirit, you're wasting your time. You might as well read something that you know is wrong, so you'll just dismiss it. Listen to me now. Instead of letting the devil come and twist up the Bible and make you come up with some conclusion because you're not reading it in the Spirit.
Amen.
This is God's weapon, but the devil knows how to twist it up and use it himself.
Right.
And this will get a Christian more than anything if you're not in the Spirit. This letter will kill you.
Right.
I've been there. You can hear some interpretation about how we're going to build this up and things. You're going to think, I'm going to do this. I'm going to become this. And you try to do it and just in some kind of self-will. And it doesn't work.
Right.
It never has. I've never heard anybody say, yeah, I finally got over lust when I just muscled it out of me. No, I got on my knees and said, Lord, let the Holy Ghost overshadow me so I can see just like they did in the Garden of Eden.
Amen.
Because look, anymore, brother, we ain't getting away from it. My goodness, you can't walk down the street and get away from it. You can't. We're living in the midst of Sodom.
Amen.
And without the Holy Ghost, you're going to be grieving His Spirit all the time because you're going to be doing things that are completely contrary, because that's what this whole nation, this whole world is established on. One principle, the Bible's wrong.
Amen.
And anything that they can make work contrary to that is what we found everything on anymore.
Amen.
It's the same with these people leaving the message anymore. It's just, well, Brother Branham said it, it must be wrong. And my goodness, I've seen them come up with all kinds of nonsense trying to keep that straight. I'm sorry, we're supposed to love one another.
You know,
we're supposed to give the man the benefit of the doubt. We're supposed to take and live in the other man's shoes. You're not going to be able to get away from this stuff. You might want to pinpoint some doctrine or whatever. I know it's right anyways. Don't let me kid you. I believe this message on my heart. It's right. But if you want to nitpick about that, okay, fine. But look, you're never going to get away from this life.
That's right.
Just as much as Jesus, they tried to fight him on doctrine and things, and he would answer questions, and at the end he didn't really worry about it because they all had to take notice. We can't find nothing wrong with this man.
Right.
We tried. Nothing. He feels sick. He's good to everybody. We beat him up. He don't do nothing about it. Actually turns around and prays for us.
Yeah.
I mean, and look, what kind of lives should we live? Do we have that testimony?
Come on.
How? Compassion is what did it.
Right.
How was Jesus able to do that? He had compassion because he was able to see the situation for what it was.
Yes.
And if you can ever really get a revelation that that man that's yelling at you and hating you is really, truly on his road to hell, it changes things.
Right.
Actually changes everything. Everything changes. If you stay in the flesh, your flesh will rile up and say, look, I need to defend myself. I need to show who I am. And he shouldn't talk to me like that. You know, you never find Jesus doing that. He set up for one thing, that was the Word.
Yes.
It's the same in this day. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. If you ever get away from looking for mercy, I don't know what you're believing, but it's nonsense.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you that much. And you're not just looking for mercy for yourselves, looking for mercy for anyone that will receive it.
Yes. Amen.
As we talked about Sunday, why did God prophesy of judgment before it came? Was that He could show mercy on those that would accept it.
Yes.
And you know what's coming. How many knows that they're going to bomb this whole nation?
Amen.
They're going to bomb the Vatican. They're going to go to World War III. We already know this. And California's going to sink. This whole world's going to fall apart.
Right.
And we know this. But what do we do with it?
Sure.
Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. When you look at a sinner, are you looking for the mercy? God, can you express mercy? But it has to be received. We understand that. You think it's hard? Try being a preacher one time. And you lead people right to it, and they know absolutely that it's God's presence, that it's God's Word, that it's not you. You didn't know that about them. You didn't know this. And they still turn away and walk out and don't get born again. Don't receive the Holy Ghost. What do you think it feels like? You feel like you failed. I'll say amen. But that's okay. You feel like I could have done this. No, you can't. Because God can't do it, who can?
Amen.
And God's method of doing things is the Word. And that's where I rest. That's where I've stepped. That's where I stop trying to do anything else. Just say the Word. Live the Word. And it will produce exactly what it's supposed to.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, let me finish that. For looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some, have compassion, making a difference.
Why?
Too many times we just leave that compassion in our hearts. Not realizing the reason you feel that way is because you're supposed to do something.
Sure.
Yep. We say, oh God, just go help that person. And he's saying, why do you think I brought you here?
Right.
One time my brother Stephen, I don't mean to embarrass him, but he just came up one time. He said, but you know, we're talking about the world getting dried up and everything, and he said, you know, but the Bible did say that they would run to and fro looking for water. I said, Stephen, they're supposed to be looking for us. We're supposed to be the ones with the only water left. We're supposed to be the only ones that have the word. They're running to and fro. There's a famine in the land. We're supposed to be the ones they're trying to find.
Amen.
And he looked at me and says, I'm sorry, you're right. That's right. I said, absolutely right. Because what we have is eternal life.
Yes. Amen.
And God help us to understand that God has taken that responsibility and placed it into you and I. How do I know that? Where did you hear the truth?
That's right.
Through someone else who got saved by it.
Amen.
That's why I love Christianity. It's not like something in the world where you can be born and have talent and all these things. No, we are all on the other side.
Yeah.
We are all on the other side of the kettle. We all had a testimony to bring us over here.
Right.
So we can all say to a sinner, I know what you're going through.
Right.
Because I was one.
Amen.
Too many times I think we've lived with Christ alone. We begin to forget what it was even like out there, and we lose that compassion. And it dries up our ministry. Say, our ministry, you have a ministry.
Yes.
I can't go to your jobs, brothers. I can't go to your homes, sisters, can I? No, sir, that's right. We are a body of Christ, and you have to spread the gospel where you are, and that's probably why we're still here twiddling our thumbs wondering, where's the Lord at?
Amen.
Because we're waiting on someone else to do it. Well, that's the preacher's job. How many knows that quote? He said, no, it's not. He said, it's everyone's job.
Amen.
You got to take that home for yourself. Say, Lord, how can we do anything? How can we help anyone? Go into all the world.
Yeah. Amen.
Inconvenience myself? Yes. I've never seen anybody do anything great for God that was nice and comfy.
Right.
You want to show it to me? Please open your Bible and turn to Second Opinion, because that's the only place I ever found it. And on some have compassion, making a difference. Well, how can I make a difference? Get in the love of God. Get to the place where God can start showing Himself through you, where you can look someone in the eyes and then begin to realize that there's a God that loves them. There's a God that cares. There's a God that wants them out of that condition that they're in. There's a God that wants to live in them just like He wanted to live in you.
Amen.
The only reason we understand that some are going to hell is because they chose to. It wasn't God. He didn't want to kill anyone. He didn't want to destroy anyone. That's what we talked on Sunday. God never desired to judge anything. If we just would have stayed on the Word, He never would have had to deal with sin.
Right.
Amen. But we understand that He had to express Himself, and we know these things. You all know the Scriptures. And of some having compassion, making a difference. Let me read some quotes from Brother Branham here. It says, like I see sick people. If I can't feel for those sick people, I can't do them no good. I've got to feel for them. And the same way with you. See, we all say amen for that. And most of us, we've all been sick enough times we can have compassion on someone sick.
Yeah.
I've got to feel for you or I can't be your brother. That's right. See, I've got to feel for you. And I do that. God knows that's true. Another one that's coming out, God projecting His love. If ever I had a time of success of praying for anyone, is when I could enter into the fellowship with them, feel their infirmities, feel their conditions, then something in you goes down beyond the reasoning. There we go. Getting out of the realm that Satan can influence. We're getting past that.
Amen.
It's past the reasoning and praise the prayer of faith for the sick. You've got to feel for a man. You've got to sympathize with him. You've got to be with him before you can help him. Then you enter in some sort of a deepness. It's the love of God. It's beyond human love.
Amen.
We've got human love, and we like to express that all the time. But the love of God goes so much deeper than that. The love of God is what hung a man on the cross, and he looked down and says, Father, they don't know what they're doing. The love of God is when Moses stood right in the gap of a bunch of rebels behind him who had turned on him and tried to kill him and everything else, thought they were dead and just left him go. He turned and put his arms out in front of God and said, God, don't destroy them, destroy me first. What did that? Compassion. Do you know the only thing holding the judgments off this world is the bride of Christ?
Amen.
Your prayers, as we know the Bible says it, that they're up in the incense, they're on the altar, and it's the only thing, that's the scripture holding back the judgment of God.
Amen.
And I say, Lord, let me find a student.
Yes.
You know, Lord, let me find a co-worker.
Right.
Lord, let me find a friend that'll believe this truth.
Amen.
Let me read another one here. And so, this Perseverant, 1962. And so he come up there, and I looked at him. I thought, here he is, poor old fellow. Probably never had a decent meal in his life. There he is now looking, not even shoes on. Here I stand with a good pair of shoes. Here I stand with a suit. I believe that this is the same suit Brother Carl Williams and his wife give me there. And I was standing there, and I thought, here I got a suit on. I thought I put my feet the side of his. It wouldn't fit him at all. I'd probably say the same thing. I don't know if anybody wears my size shoes. Let me find one of those. Excuse me. It wouldn't fit him at all. I thought, what could I do? And I thought, there he is, staggering in blindness. Poor old fella. You've got to feel for the people or you won't do no good to pray for them. That's all. And I thought, if my daddy would have lived, he'd been about that age. Put my arm around him. Started to hug him like that. And I said, Lord Jesus, there's nothing can help him but you. He's got a penny of money and probably never had a good meal or a decent suit of clothes on in his life. And here he stands, and nature has been so cruel to him, till here he's blind. Look what fate has done for him. Oh, Lord God, have mercy
Amen. On
him. I heard him holler, glory, adios. And I looked around, and the old man could see as good as I could. There he went off the platform rejoicing, hollering. The next night, there was a whole pile of old shawls and coats piled up that high across the platform. See, look, I'm not just talking compassion to convict us. I'm trying to tell us if we'll get into compassion, there is a power that you unlock that is unreachable. It's unattainable. It's beyond anything you can comprehend. It took healing of one man and made the whole place full of cots and stretchers and everything else.
Yes, amen.
It took one man to stand in the gap and he saved 2 million yes. lives.
Exactly.
One righteous man. How do you get righteous? You're in Christ. One man that can show compassion. It took one man showing compassion that saved the whole world.
Amen.
That's healed every sick person. That's casted out every devil. That's delivered every oppressed soul. It took one man having compassion. See, compassion by the world is weak. But in Christ, it's the strongest thing you could ever show. Why? Because instead of when somebody riles at you, what do you want to do? What's the flesh want to do? It wants to strike back. It takes a real man to step back and say, you know what? Not only do I not want to hit that man, I want to do anything I can to help him.
Right.
Then he spits in your face and he say, look, can I get you a Tic Tac? Right? I want to help you, man. I want to help you. I want to make you better.
Amen.
Greater than Solomon is here, 62. Remember, he's a man that Christ died for. Same as me or anybody else, got just as much as right as I have.
Amen.
And I'll just stop there. A few scriptures. I want to close on this. Psalms 145:8 says this, the Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy.
Amen.
Matthew 14:14, Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick.
Amen.
Matthew 9:35, and Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. And when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep, having no shepherd.
Amen.
Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Why so few find it hard to have compassion?
Amen.
To put yourself out of your own comfort and put yourself into somebody else's misery so you can help them come to the comfort you enjoy in Christ.
Amen.
See, it takes a hand to get out to a sinner. You've never seen anyone come into the kingdom that didn't come through a part of Christ's body. And Brother Branham talks about that. Eternal life has to move through the body, and it went through Christ, through Philip, and went through Philip and down to the eunuch, as we know, and I'm sure he went and found another soul. He said, I ain't found nobody yet. That don't mean tomorrow I ain't got something in store for you. Amen. Just be sensitive.
Right.
Have compassion. It seems simple, don't it? Simple doesn't mean easy. It just means it ain't complicated. You know, if you this weighed 1,000 pounds, I say, well, we need to move it over there. He said, well, that's simple. We just need to get it over there. Well, it's simple, but we need the right amount of, need a lot of guys to get on this and get it moved.
Right.
See, when Jesus was moved on compassion, he looked ahead. What did he see? He talks about it. He says, I see the fields white for harvest, but there's no one to get out there and get them.
Amen.
He didn't just send preachers. He sent laborers. Men and women that will labor in prayer.
Amen.
Sometimes you pray in 5 minutes is a lot better than your 5 hours out there trying to do your own thing. That's right. We need more prayer warriors. Lord, I need to be a better prayer warrior. I ain't saying that to be humble. I'm saying that to be truthful. How many times do we get thinking about something else? Don't realize that the coming of the Lord could be tomorrow.
Right.
Come on, it could be tonight. I'm not trying to scare, but that's part of the Bible here too. It says, on some have compassion, it said others save with fear.
Amen.
I could say that helped motivate me a little bit, thinking on the judgment of God. I sure don't want to go through that. But it took the love of God to really bring me in. If you're still afraid of God, you're not, how can you give compassion if you've never received it yet? Let's just bring it that way as I close. Make sure you never forget that the compassion you want to have when others Christ has already had on you.
Amen.
How could he love me after I did this? He knew about it before you did. He knew what you do today before you did. Did he give you the Holy Ghost still?
Amen.
Does he want to give it to anyone that'll ask?
Sure.
Does he heal every time anyone asks him to in faith?
Amen.
Yes, he does. Why? He still has compassion. He's never lost it. How new is his mercy? Every morning. And we'll do that, won't we? We'll do something stupid at night. We'll get on here and goof off on something and waste time reading this. No, we should have read our Bibles. And we'll wake up and just live in condemnation. That's not what the Bible said. The Bible said His mercy is new every morning. You're sincere now. You're just living in sin. There's something wrong. You need to go back and get the Holy Ghost. I'm not saying we don't make mistakes. We make mistakes. We do things that's wrong. But you need to live. Say, God, change me, mold me, make me.
Right.
Keep me in the love of God so you can use me to help someone else.
Amen.
Let's stand there tonight. Hallelujah. I saw a little mercy and grace. I can't get that out of my head. 302. E flat. Hallelujah. Let's just love on the Lord a little bit tonight. Let's demonstrate what we're saying. It's too many times it's in one ear out the other. No, Lord, sink in my heart. Even right now, when I think of the compassion you've had on me, how easy it should be to raise my hands. How easy it should be. Thank you, Lord, forgive me. Thank you, Lord, for mercy. Thank you, Lord, when every time I'm sick, my, you're just there. You just help me. Thank you, Lord. A little bit slow of a message tonight, but maybe this was more teaching us and getting us all excited. I think sometimes we need to do that. We need to evaluate and back up a little bit and say, am I just getting in a big uproar and I really don't know what it's all about? It happens a lot of times in war. Things get a little crazy. You might forget, and before you know it, you're going the wrong way. But you can go back and say, where's that flag? Oh, it's the Word. Ha. Like this way. Amen. When you begin to look and see that hate's right in front of you, you're fighting the right direction. You see yourself fighting love. You don't want to love no more. You don't want to pray no more. You're fighting against that. You'd rather. That's when you know I'm going the wrong way. Amen. Lord, turn me back on the right path. How many would just do that? Look, unreserved, do not ashamed. I would say, Lord, I rededicate my heart to you. I'm not afraid to raise my hand. It ain't about nobody else. It's about you seeing my hand and saying, Lord, like never before, I want to keep myself in the love of God. Forget about this world. Forget about the things of this world. And know that you're here to use me for someone else. That you've extended your love to me, that it can continue to flow from there. And I might have stopped it up, Lord, but today your mercy is new. Forgive me. Wash it clean by your blood that I'm trusting to save me. That I believe is keeping me saved. Like never before, man. Just right now, you pray, Lord, fill me anew. So many times we just imagine, Lord, just let him pour his spirit on you. And you walk out of here knowing I'm full. Glory to God. Where all the burdens leave and all the pain and anguish in this world is gone. You got joy unspeakable, full of glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the message tonight. Lord, I believe it hit home and it's hitting real deep in my heart. But too many times I think on a different line. I think on logic or reason. But Lord, that don't mean anything. Your word is what is truth. And I pray, Lord, that I'll see the picture like you do. We all pray the same, Lord, that when we see the sinner, we see the backslider. One time we were there too. We needed grace to get us out of it. Judgment didn't help. We needed grace. We needed compassion. We need someone to feel sorry for us. And to not just kick us into the mud, but to put a hand down there and say, come out of there, my brother. Come up here. I've got a river of water over here to wash you clean of everything. I've got an oil I can put in you that'll keep you clean the rest of the way. A dove, Lord, as we know, creates its own oil right out of its body. And when dirt would try to get on him, the oil washes it right away. Oh, God, we pray again tonight. Let the Holy Ghost that every Christian's here receive, may it just pour out oil and push the flesh desire out. May it bring us the flesh in submission, Lord, that when we be riled against, we wouldn't rile back, but we pray. We love back, Lord. We wouldn't try to defeat evil with evil. We try to defeat evil with good like you told us to. You told us to pray for our enemies. I'm sure Stephen never would have thought that Paul would one day be his brother. But that's exactly what happened, Lord. And when they were killing him, he looked up. He saw you standing at the right hand of the Father. And he only had one thing to say. Lord, forgive him. Forgive him. Don't lay this to their charge. God, I pray the same for us. I pray for my job. I pray for my students. Because everyone else thinks of who they're associated with. I pray for them, Lord. Don't let me get too comfortable that I can't witness to a soul. Don't let me get too lazy that I don't realize eternal life is weighing in the balance all around me all the time. But Lord, may I be a soldier. May I be a laborer in the field that are white for harvest. May I not think in carnal terms and just think I'm on a job. I'm just here to do this. No, I'm here to be a Christian. I'm here to shed light in a world of darkness. Help us, Father, we pray. Lord, try us once more. As Samson said, once more, Lord, may your power return to me. We thank you, Lord, that you moved on our hearts tonight. Not just sorrow because we got caught or something like that, but just, Lord, we want to please you. We want you happy. Brother Alexander said when he was here, I just want to hear one thing, Lord. Good job. How faithful, good servant. Help us, Lord, we pray. Make us more diligent than ever before. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Now let's sing this. Let's look at the Lord. Go ahead, Dad. Let's look right at him.
Mercy.
Let your faith rise up. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I saw love.
For love and grace tonight. Thank you, Lord.
I saw love, mercy, and grace.
Be anyone else that have a need, please come forward.
I saw love, mercy, and grace. Oh, I endure.
but Brother Branham said that we'd be an invincible army. The devil couldn't do nothing against us. Many times we look at how that army can be charmed, you know, marching, and think of fighting like David and things, but the Bible didn't say that. So we don't fight against flesh and blood. We fight against principalities and powers. See, what does an army of Christians look like? And Sister Suzanne goes to bed and you see her on her knees by the bedside. That's what an army looks like. And you brothers wake up and you say, you know what? I don't care if I'm going to be tired. I want to be ready for today. I want to be in the Spirit. You get up that half hour early and you get down and you say, God, fill me anew. Give me new strength for another day. Give me a new zeal for something. That's you as an invincible army. The devil won't know what to do with you. It's not glorious in the eyes of the world. My, we'd like to just get up and think to be like David, like I said, and watch Goliath fall and think, but look, you tackle Goliath every day and you don't even know it. When you get away from that tired devil, that tells you you can't pray, you can't read, you can't do it. But my, you sure got strength to do some worldly thing, don't you? That's that Goliath taking out, child of God. Till nobody saw that, that's the whole point. Because we ain't living for this world. We're living for the world to come. Now I know it don't make a whole lot of sense to me here, but we're going to get rewards over there for how we acted over here. Said, Lord, my reward I want is Christ. Amen. We praise the Lord. I thought I was weak. Thank you, Lord. We think, what am I going to do for God? First thing I'm going to tell you, child of God, is pray. Believe. Love. That's how you fight as a Christian. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to pray with my brother here. Let's continue to worship.
Thank you, Lord.
amen to the word of God tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Well, I think it's been good to be in this house.
Jesus.
Good to see all the miracles taking place right now.
Yes, sir.
Thank you,
Jesus.
That's right. Amen. Yes. I understand, sister. I understand. The Lord's got full control, though.
Amen.
He cares. You know, I especially those that can't think this right and things, I have such, and that's where we need compassion more than any other time. You know, and the shame of where we live in anymore. You know, I'm at high school, get somebody that might be, you know, that retarded in some way or whatever, and you look at what people do, and what condemnation is coming to this world. My goodness, especially, and Lord help us, little children and things, my, we'll just blaspheme. Jesus said, you better be careful.
Yeah.
Said, their angels are always before my Father's face. That includes our children, don't it?
Yeah.
I'm glad His mercy's new every morning. I'm glad when He picked me, He already knew all about it. We need to get a revelation of predestination, I think.
Amen.
That He did this before the foundation of the world. Can I have compassion? You already are. How? I'm in Christ. That's right. I'm more than able to be a conqueror. My, like we talked about conquering this and conquering that, most of us will say, amen, Lord. It's, you know, you start preaching about how hard is it to overcome yourself? My, we'll get a big rowdy amen. But how about how easy it is for the God of me to overcome myself?
Amen.
And that gets a little bit more solemn, amen, but we still believe it.
Amen.
Why? Because greater is He that's in me
than
He that's in the world. So what I want to say tonight is, yes, Lord. How many wants to tell the Lord yes?
Yes.
You told me your word tonight. I'm not just going to let it pass. I'm going to say yes.
Yes.
I'll say yes.